But certainly, the type, the spirit in you definitely affects the person you are, but doesn't carry your person with it. That's obvious because the spirits depart when the people die, but it speaks of the person as though they are in the grave. Jesus went, you know, the Lord did not leave his soul in hell, it says, which is the grave. David is not ascended into heaven. He is dead and buried. David, the man, is buried. Very simple. Wherefore, for this we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. We want to be accepted of him while we are alive, or whether when we come into his presence, we want to be accepted. For all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to he hath done, whether good or bad. That's how judgment works. I tell you what a lot of people believe. Well, I believe in Jesus, so when I get up there, it's just a free pass. He's just going to say, oh, you believed in me. You may go. Though he can do that. He's not under any obligation to do so. Lord, Lord, we did many wonderful works in your name. What, do you think they did that without believing on him? We prophesied in your name. We did this in your name. We did that in your name. And already the people who believe that you can just get in by believing know that some beliefs will not get you in. So obviously it's something more than just believing in Jesus. You have to know what Jesus you believe in. And if you get him badly wrong, God is under no obligation to you. Because if he wanted to save you, he would have revealed himself to you. He would teach you who he was, so that when you met him, he would not be a stranger. And say, depart from me, you who work iniquity, I never knew you. And that's whether it be good or bad, we got to receive the reward for what we've done. And yes, Christ died to forgive our sins, so that they can be wiped out. But he also intended that we should walk in newness of life. And he has also given it to us, that we might do that. These are the exceeding great and precious promises that people neglect. That God has given us all power in heaven and earth to walk uprightly, if we would just seek his kingdom and his righteousness, we could have it. But it must be given to you to seek it. For all things come from above. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest to your consciences. Knowing the fear that he brings. And it's a very simple fear, really. Let's look at. The worst thing that can happen is to believe you're going to inherit eternal life. And find that it is not so. That is terrible. That is a terror. That terrifies me. I want to live. I've been given life and I want to keep it. But not this life. I want one made in the heavens. So, I do as I believe he has commanded me. And knowing this terror, I try to persuade people. Persuade them of the truth. Believe the gospel. But we are made manifest to God. We are revealed to God. God sees us. And I trust also he sees your consciences see us. I guess that's the trust I put in the people who listen to me as well, that their consciences will see me as I am. Who I am. Just for plain old what I am. Not a fake or an image or a... I'm just simple me. But also, on the behalf of Christ, I'm your servant. I hope you can see that as well. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, verse 12, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance, and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because thus we judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they should live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and rose again. Therefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So beginning back in verse 12, we are not, again, Murray, he says, do we need to commend ourselves or send letters of recommendation? Do we need to prove to you we be servants of God? Well, let your conscience be the judge. We give you occasion to glory on our behalf. They might have something to answer them, their glory in appearance and not in heart. You know, we are not here to, what he's saying is, I'm not trying to build myself up in your eyes, but I want you to have something to glory about because of me. To answer those who glory in appearance and not in heart. And he's sort of beginning to hint at something that's going to come along later about false teachers and false ministers and Satan's ministers. You know, he wants you to know, he wants them to know specifically. Now, there are people there who glory in appearance. And this is in life, this is, you know, they look at a guy, oh, he's on TV, he's got a sharp suit on. Wow! There must be something to that. Look at the way the Lord has built up that ministry.